Bear Country 95.3. Good morning. We are at 7:52 and right now 33 degrees here in Greenfield. Partly cloudy skies for today. High temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 50s. On the Bear Lines, we have Patrick from Montague Webworks and our Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
Happy November to you, my friend.
Happy November to you. Hopefully you're staying away from the swine flu.
Doing my best over here.
Yeah, you got a little bit of home. Do your super best.
If I get the swine flu, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, you are.
I might have to camp out in front of the radio station here at 81 Woodard Road.
Well, let's hope not, because it's getting a little chilly for camping out.
Exactly. Montague Webworks website of the week. Where are we going this week?
Well, we're going to do Flickr.com this week.
All right, Flickr. I've heard of Flickr.com, and you know, just from the title alone, you can probably tell that this has something to do with pictures.
Yeah, it's totally an image site. It's driven for the individual user to be able to catalog, archive, upload, and share their personal images with the rest of the world using the internet as its photo album.
Okay.
It's a very interesting set of technologies. There are other similar sites out there. Photo Bucket is one of them, photobucket.com.
Uh-huh.
These types of sites are widely used by, you know, amateur photographers that are looking for a place to index their work, but also for families to share images with each other of holidays. Of course, that's really important coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah on the way. It's, you know, people like to take pictures and load them up to the web so that people who are, you know, a couple thousand miles away or potentially overseas serving our country can access photo albums and share in family life, which
now,
is a really great feature.
Can anybody look at the pictures that you would put on Flickr?
Yes, technically.
Technically, okay.
Just like Facebook, everyone on Flickr or PhotoBucket has an account.
Okay.
That account is not necessarily password or username protected.
Oh.
Here's the trick.
All right.
If you label your pictures, okay, so if I say Kevin's first birthday, for example.
Yes.
That's pretty generic, right?
I would imagine so, yes.
If I say Kevin Collins of Greenfield, Massachusetts, first birthday.
Yep.
That's a little more specific.
Yes.
Google will index the titles of the images.
Okay.
So, if I were looking for you as an individual, searching you on the internet, I would also find any pictures that have your name in the title of the image.
Oh, all right. Okay. So,
that's right.
Anybody can really see them.
Anybody can see them. Parents of children, especially small children, beware. If you don't want your photos available to other people with the names of your children attached to them, use common sense and generically title or don't title your images if you use a piece of software.
So you mentioned the Photo Bucket website. Is that basically the same thing as the Flickr website?
Yeah, they're all kissing cousins of each other.
Oh, okay.
Something Flickr does that others don't do is it will allow you to make slideshows and embed those slideshows into websites. If you go to RyanandCaseyLifters.com, for example, there's a Flickr photo album of the Green River Brewfests from 2009,
mm-hmm.
and you see images of the fest goers and some of the product that was available at the Brewfest through that photo stream of rotating through their album of pictures.
You can get a little creative over at that Flickr website.
A lot of different options. It's a pretty cool website.
It is our Montague Webworks website of the week. Montague Webworks and Patrick from Montague Webworks. Every Tuesday morning, right around 7:50, another different website for us to check out. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.
And we are at 7:56.